On this episode of the Naturist Living Show, the sunburnt game.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show is brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. At Bear Oaks, we offer traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Free your body, free your mind. www.bearoaks.ca.
Welcome, dear listener, to episode 152 of the Naturist Living Show. My name is Stéphane Deschaine, and I'm your host for this podcast and the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. And no, getting sunburnt is not a game. It's not a good idea. It's bad for you. Not something that you try to do. And in the sunburnt game is also something you try to avoid. The person who loses is sunburnt. It's a card game. It's a card game that I ran across. I'm not sure. I think somebody must have sent it to me. I ran across it. And I was fascinated by the quality of the illustration and the thought that went into it. This may be the most inclusive set of people, of human beings, all clothes free, of course, that I've ever seen in a game. It probably exists in a game. So, of course, I had to get some. And it was during that time where things were a little challenging the last few years. So it took a while, but I did manage to get an interview with the folks who created it because I wanted to learn more about how this game happened and why it happened. But before we do that, before we listen to the interview, let's hear from Samantha about the wonderful people that are supporting us financially.
Absolutely, Stéphane. Thank you. Currently, we have 86 dedicated listeners on Patreon supporting me month after month. And this month, I'd like to give a huge shout out to Steve A., Glenn N., Jeremy F., Jason S., and Shell G. Thank you, especially to those five people and to all of our dedicated listeners. Thank you as well. You being a supporter on Patreon means that I do dedicate more time focusing on editing and producing every single one of these episodes because I know I have you guys out there. I love the listeners, but the Patreons that we have are so incredible for taking the time to donate even just a few dollars a month. So thank you. Huge shout out to you, all of you Patreons. You are fantastic.
And thank you. Even if you're just listening, thank you for supporting us with your comment. Thank you for just being there. So we appreciate the number of listeners we continue to have. So thank you for all that. So, and it's for you that we create this content, although I enjoyed putting it together and I enjoy talking to all the very interesting people. And so with that in mind, let's listen to the interview with the creators of Sunburnt, the people from Table Candle Games.
My name is TJ Baker. I am one of the co-founders for the Table Candle.
I'm Jane S. I am one of the other co-founders. There's a third, but he can't make it.
So besides being co-founders, do you do anything for Table Candle? Well, you guys, what's your jobs? What's your role? Why did you get together and form Table Candle?
Well, the reason we formed Table Candle was actually because of the third member, who's not with us today, but he is with us in spirit. Tim, he created a tabletop role-playing system, and we wanted to try to bring it to market because we felt like it was a good, for lack of better words, a very good product that people would really like. And the best part about that is that system is free.
Okay.
So, but the reason we got together and we did this was originally to start getting this idea of a tabletop gaming company started. And after we had started, and me personally, I actually do a lot of the editing, the background stuff. My official real title is lead art director. Jane?
So I came into the group a little bit later, though he started it while TJ and I were dating at the time. But I became kind of the member to be more of the social people person. I'm able to explain what we're creating in layman's terms, if you will. And I'm a little more social than the other two members.
Okay. And a third person, what's their role in Table Candle?
So he was the creator of the rule system of the original game. At one point, he despised this rule system for a tabletop role-playing game. And he decided, you know what, I'm going to make my own. And that was, what, 20 years ago? Something like that.
20 years ago, it was a while ago. I forget exactly when it was. But he essentially started making this system in his basement. And I grew up knowing his daughter and later on became good friends with him personally. And ever since then, we've really been getting together every Saturday to play Hero Builder, which is the system. And that system is a very freeform system. It's really catered to homebrewers and people who want to make worlds that haven't really been made before. It's essentially a very open system.
It's a sandbox.
I know this is going to be... Yeah, it's a sandbox. It's more of an engine, I would say. The big thing is, for this system, we've come out with a couple of supplements we've been trying to work on in the background to basically be like, hey, these are worlds, but it's really hard to expand that kind of stuff when people are really looking for artwork, and it's hard to find really good artists that are within our price range, because we want to make sure the artwork is very good.
Mm-hmm.
So just generally game creation, I mean, that's not something I've ever done or worked in. So it sounds like you need somebody, rules I can see it would be totally important, because if you're doing badly, it's too easy, too hard, or no fun to play. But you need a story, mm-hmm. or you need an idea behind it, right? And the imagery, I think, is very yes. important, which is where you come in. And then you have to be able to explain it mm-hmm. and make sure people enjoy it and can communicate, right? Is that the three things you're kind of telling me you need, or is there more to that?
No, that's basically it. It's essentially the idea of, when it comes down to making games are essentially constructs that we make. We create rules and we create bounds to work within. And when you do this, you create a really fun game. There is, let's say, games are hard to create because you have to come up with rules. And the problem with most rules is you have to come up with rules that people are willing to play and seem fair for everybody involved. When it came down to creating Hero Builder, which is our flagship product, we needed to come up with ideas of like, okay, if a player is going to be doing X, Y, and Z, we have to make sure that player C is not going to try to one-up them. And when it comes down to other tabletop games, which is Sunburnt, which is our other product currently, Sunburnt is built off of the idea of Old Maid. And with Old Maid, it's a very old game, but when we created Sunburnt, when it came down to the rules, it's essentially you have to come up with fun ideas for like the rules. Like there, for Sunburnt, there's not a whole lot of rules for Sunburnt. Hero Builder, there's a lot of rules, and you gotta play test it and run it through people and basically be like, hey, somebody created this using the current rules, and it goes haywire. But when it comes down to like Sunburnt, even though it's based on a tried and true, like older kind of type of game, you have to still come up with like fun rules that are within the setting. That's why it's the last person who got naked is just one of the rules, because it kind of helps get you into character for when you sit down and play Sunburnt.
So that's interesting. Yes, you're right. Sunburnt is a very easy game to learn. The rules are very simple. You can pick it up in minutes. And it's easy enough that kids can play it. What's the difference between a game that's got very complex rules versus one like this that's simple?
When it comes down to a more complex game and a more simple game, so it's essentially a very simple game, and simple and complex are just words. Essentially, a more pick-up-and-play kind of game is one where it's essentially only got a couple rules to it. It can fit on essentially even a card. All the rules can fit on a card. And it's eligible enough that you can go, okay, this is essentially when this one thing happens or one or two things happen, this is how you progress the game. For example, Sunburnt's more simple rule structure is if you have a matching pair in your hand, you set it down. If there are no more matching pairs, which is the only real second other rule, if there are no more matching pairs and you only have, and if you have the Sunburnt card, you lose. Two rules, really three rules if you think about it. A more complex rule system like Hero Builder, essentially it goes more in depth of like firing off on if blank, then blank. Essentially that's all games are, if blank, then blank. So if you have a matching pair, put them down. If there are no more cards and you have the Sunburnt card, you lose. For like Hero Builder, it's if you have if your strength is at 18, then your bonus is, I believe it's a +4 whenever you roll. If you roll a die, and it would, notice how I'm beginning to go with, it will start going spiraling down into a rules, essentially a rules chasm, trying to figure out exactly how the game works. So a very simple pick up and play will have like one or two rules or maybe even three rules. A more complex rules system will have like five or more. And Hero Builder is a very, very complex rule system. But you can make anything you want out of it. I know there are several naturist creators out there on the internet that have their own like naturist worlds. I know there's a couple that I personally follow and I do talk to. I know that a system like that would be very helpful for them because they could essentially put rules to their world and then people can pick up and roleplay in their world. That's essentially what Hero Builder is for, is the idea of you can just pick up something and play with it. For example, I can pick up Winnie the Pooh, which is in the public domain, by the way, now, and I could actually play a game of Winnie the Pooh using Hero Builder, but because it's a more rules complex system, it's going to be harder to sit down and like go through the rules and go like, okay, Pooh Bear, who is he? He has a strength of probably 10. He is not very strong.
His intelligence is not too high either.
But his charisma is very high. What kind of powers does Pooh Bear have? What kind of skills does he have? What does X, Y, and Z have? But that's basically, to answer your question, that's it. It's essentially a complex system will have five or more rules. And a very simple or pick-up-and-play will have two or three.
So Hero Builder is not specifically a naturist game, but it could be, as you said, depending how you use it. But the Sunburnt, which really attracted my attention, is I don't know if it was intended to be a naturist game, but it's very naturist-friendly, given the incredible diversity and variety of body types and shapes that you illustrate in it. It's incredible. So is it a naturist game? Was that the intention?
It was always the intention to make that a naturist game. Sunburnt has always been, from the very start, a naturist game. And that's the one thing that the Table Candle will do, is essentially if Hero Builder was our third founder's passion project, this was my personal passion project. I am very involved in trying to help out the naturist community and try to bring the idea of, hey, it's normal to be nude. To the Centralite, and no other gaming company would kind of like pick this up, really. No. So the Table Candle's mission is, if we have a mission, it's essentially if you have a really big passion project, we can do our best to try to make it a reality and bring it to market and try to find a way to make it a reality. The big thing is with Naturist, as you said, it's a very diverse card game. That honor actually goes to our diversity officer, Jane, who went through and You can't get... Go ahead, Jane. This is your limelight. The diversity part is your limelight.
So, he listed all of these different categories that people can have. And from there, I've always been very... Not only in the... I grew up in a neighborhood that was always very diverse compared to where we're living in now, which is in the middle of the country. but I'm also a part of the LGBTQIA community, and so there are some cards that hint or outright indicate part of the community. And I basically made a list, divided them as much as possible to, like, different ethnicities, different body types, and mixed and matched and by category, and made sure most categories are not exactly what you expected. Like, let's see, I have my list here. The marksmen are both women. One is Hispanic and the other, I believe, is African-American.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe it was. I'd have to have all the cards in front of me, but...
Here we are. African-American and Middle Eastern Indian.
Mm-hmm. And I think the big thing when we went into that was essentially the idea of, I think... And like anything, rules are very important. And as an artist, it's one of the biggest things. The big rule for that one was there's always a balance. Mm-hmm. There are exactly the same number of men and women in the deck. There are... we did our best to make...
As equal as possible.
So that not one always overshadowed another. That was the... And essentially, just like creating a game, having rules and making art, rules make a very potent way that you can create and do something fun. But the big thing is, when it comes down to Sunburnt itself, is this idea of... it's this idea that... It's also a work of art, and that's how we kind of presented that one. If Hero Builder is just pure, if you look at Hero Builder on our website, it is basically just the rules. We didn't want to add any flavor to it. We really wanted you to have fun with it and create flavor for it. We have some artwork on the main page, but that's basically it. But with Sunburnt, we were trying to make a very beautiful art piece because we understood that for a very simple rule game, you have to have a bit more to it. And one of those aspects was, well, if it's going to be a naturist game, you want to make sure that it... All the cards and everybody is presented in such a way that is not as normal. I say normal, but normal's not a good word. It has never been a good word. It's like good and bad. They're not good words. Not good. They're not good for describing things.
Every card is individual.
Every card is an individual work of art.
Yes,
and it doesn't bring this idea of, I'm naked for naked's sake. It's literally just a person doing their hobby or doing something that their other card is. For example, if you look at the roller skating one with a couple, one is just roller skating along, looking at his phone.
That's the texters.
If you look at the texters, one's just rollerblading along. The other one's just sitting naturally. It's this idea of... If you want to bring normality to naturism, you have to bring this idea of you have to approach it like it's just another piece of artwork. It's not supposed to be, oh, they're naked. It's, no, they have a bunch of hobbies. This is a fun game, and it just happens that they're naked. And when we were doing test screenings of some of the artwork when we were first working on it with Iolanda, which I hope I'm saying their name right. I've never talked to them personally to confirm that's how you say their name. But when I talked to our...
It's one of those, you only read it, you never heard it.
And all the body types and all the line art she came up with, I of course okayed it. There was a couple that needed some work, but that's just how art works.
So you... the person who drew all these, are amazing, is somebody you've never met.
She's from Italy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Such a virtual world, isn't it?
It is amazing. And the shading artist is from Virginia, but last I talked to them, they were, I believe, still in college. But he really loved the project, and I will do him credit here. He, amazing artist. I have him as the credit, and if he ever sees this, but the big thing is, the main artist, she created a beautiful set of line art, and then I did all the colors to make sure that they would pop on the cards and they would look good when they get printed.
I told them to do the rainbow background.
That's the big one. Originally, we weren't going to have a rainbow background for everything, but if you lay out all the cards, they are a rainbow.
Nice.
The backgrounds.
So when you approach the artists or the artist the first time, mm-hmm. and you wanted to do naked people, was there any like resistance? Were these the first people you talked to, or did anybody say no?
So actually, they were the very first person I talked to, because what I do personally, and for any artists that are listening in on here, and this is just a common practice from what I have been told at least, and it's true from my perspective at least, I could be wrong. I search through Twitter, I search through DeviantArt, and I look through artwork, and profile pictures are the thing that usually get me. And if I see your profile picture, I will look at it and I will go into your actual artwork. I will spend some time looking at your artwork. And if you are free and available to commission and you have your prices posted, which is really important if you have your prices posted, because it makes it a lot easier to sort out people who can't afford it and those who can afford it know what you've got. The big thing is... It allows them to essentially request and say, hey, I would love a commission. And usually what I do first is, and this is not how the rest, and from here on out, this is not how the rest of the studios work it. Me personally, I will usually commission the one artwork from the person to see how it is to work with the artist. And working with her, she was amazing. She did this beautiful piece of artwork for... our game, and then I approached her and said, hey, you did really good artwork. It was nice working with you. I have this project. It's a very big project. Would you like to do it? And when I first talked to her about it, she really liked the project at first. She's like, oh, I'm okay with it. And was like, okay, so this is the idea. We're going to, and we kind of laid it out. And we hadn't at that time said anything about diversity yet. And she suddenly said, like, is this going to be a bunch of just white people? And we were like, no, we were planning to make sure that it was very diverse of just people, because that's what naturism is. It's a collective group of people from around the world, because you know we're all born naked. And she pounced on the project, and that's the other big thing, is if you are an art lead, and this is something that I've come across being an art director, is the idea of you want people who are very passionate about the project, because they're going to bring their A game to it and want to do good by it. And when we said, yes, it's going to be very diverse, we're going to include LGBTQ plus themes in it, we're going to make sure that naturism and people are represented, because we don't know who this pack of cards is going to be land in front of, but we want to make sure that at least if you're looking at it, there's might be somebody there you go, that's a little like me, and we want that. And she pounced on it. She loved the idea. She loved the project. She did such good work on it. And I can also say that for our shading artist, the reason we did with a shading artist is because after I was done the coloring, trying to do the shading, it's very hard for me personally, but I found a person who does very good shading, Jared, and he brought a game as well. But when I brought it to him, and I said, hey, I got this card game, it's basically inked, colored, I just need it shaded. That's all you need to do, is just shade it, because... you do some beautiful shade work. And I had already commissioned him for one piece of artwork. It was nice working with him. And when I brought this to him as well, he was like, I love this project. And he actually saw himself in like one or two cards. He's like, this is amazing. It's so beautiful to see people be represented. And in not a sexual way either. It's not the idea of this card game is to be oogled at. It's a card game to be played and enjoyed and go, hey, that's me.
It is, you know, I'm looking through them and it is amazing how many you've crossed off, so many different. I'm not sure I would have been as thorough. You know, a woman with a mastectomy, somebody with alopecia, trans people. Trans in a way that's always interesting because we've had a number of trans people here at Bear Oaks. And when you take your clothes off, you kind of lose most of the gender markers. And then you have to decide how much of your gender is based on your physical body versus how much is in your mind and how much does it matter. In the mainstream world, of course, gender is very important and it's all part of our identity. So it's been interesting to see how people, the journey they go through when they come here as trans people for the first time as naturists and trying to figure that out. So Jane, when you went through all these, you came up with the list or was there a... Did you consult with anyone? I mean, I don't know if I would have come up with... How many are there? How many different drawings?
Oh, my gosh. There are... Let's see. There are 21 different kinds of characters. So there's two per each, except for the sunburn. Let's see. Math. There should be 40 cards of individual people... and one card of the two sunburnt characters.
Which we always knew that the sunburnt characters were...
going to be Caucasian.
Going to be what?
They were going to be Caucasian because nobody burns more than a very pale person. All right? Yes. They sunburn very well.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. And they are probably the most... heteronormative standard or whatever, yes, standard. That you could get. So, which is funny. Let's burn them because they're
Well, we never set out to. I think there's one or two that are Caucasian. They are Caucasian in the set itself.
Yeah. Oh, yes, for sure.
And like I said, it was. We tried to make sure that it was 20 men and 20 women, now of course paired up with other like men and women, and we tried to make sure there was a couple of non-binary people in there.
Yeah, and all doing all kinds of activities and what I always say, people talk about naturism accepting people's flaws, and I say no, it's not flaws. We're all just different. Like it's just like faces. My nose is bigger than yours. Which one's better? I don't know. They're just different noses. If we all had the same nose, nobody would recognize each other if we had exactly the same faces. So bodies are the same.
So to build off of that, one of the other games that was an inspiration to Sunburn was not just Old Maid. There was another one called Uninvited Guest. And that one actually has, like, it's very generic. It was, I believe, a very British, old, very British Victorian game.
It was like a Victorian tea party-esque theme, so there's like some people playing croquet, some people like a maid and a butler.
Yeah, it's a very dichotomy of man, woman, and even though like they're both painters, it's always man, woman, painter. But when we approached Sunburnt, we were like, well, what makes naturism so impactful? Why are people drawn to it? And part of the reason I think people, and this is my personal opinion, it could be your own personal journey, it's the idea that you can be accepted for who you are. No matter what you look like, there is always somebody else out there that likes doing the same thing. And that's why we decided to make our things around hobbies, not jobs. Hobbies or things that people do that you can just enjoy naked as well.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody at Table Candle Naturist?
No, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. She is She comes with me. She enjoys the company, but she is not into naturism or the naturist scene as I am. And as for our third party, he is definitely not. But at the end of the day, when it came down to when I approached him and said, hey, I have this game that I want to do, he went, cool, make it. He literally just went, cool, make it. If you have any questions, ask me. But and whatever. And this is the big one. He said, because I'm not going to be involved with this one, whatever profit that the Table Candle makes that would go to him would go back to the company and go back into funding more projects.
And Jane, you didn't go, wow, this is crazy. I don't want any part of that. You obviously participated.
Well, so that goes back to, like, TJ and my relationship. I only just met this man in May of 2016, and it's July, and he says, so Jane, I go to this resort for my birthday every time it's my birthday, you're welcome to come. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I just met the guy, but he's really cute, and he's sweet. And then he says, oh, by the way, it's clothing optional. And for like a solid 2-3 weeks, I thought about it. And I said, you know what? I really like this guy. I want to see what kind of person he is. And I might as well give every one of his hobbies at least a try. So I said, sure, I'll go. And I went with like a swimsuit cover-up. It was black, kind of see-through, but not really. I was comfortable in that. But as soon as I walked into the resort, I was like, oh, everybody's naked. Okay, well, I don't need this. I'm much more of a cosplayer, which means I dress up as video game characters or show characters. And so I feel uncomfortable at conventions when I'm not in a costume. So in the same regards to a resort, I felt really uncomfortable in clothes while everybody else wasn't.
Yes, I've always wondered that if we ever create like a super popular show that's set in a naturist world, what will people do for cosplay?
Morph suits. I'm pretty sure they would try morph suits.
That's true. Yes, I've seen those before.
There is morph suits, but like anything, going back to rules and art, it's all about the rules. If you have rules, you can make some of the most beautiful artwork that is ever created. The worst thing you can tell an artist is, there are no rules. Have fun.
Yeah.
Is the worst thing you tell an artist, because, and me personally, and if there's any artist out there that's like, no, I don't like having rules. I want to be free. It's like, no, you're free to make anything you want, but you really should impose rules upon yourself, because if you impose your own rules upon yourself, you make it a game and it becomes interesting, a problem-solving challenge. That's what life is, and that's what art is.
Yes, and rules can be inspiring as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most creative things people have ever done is to try to get around rules.
That's what makes rules interesting and fun, and what makes games or saying art projects or making games themselves interesting. For example, I know that pulling off of other rule systems and other companies out there, if let's say, for example, Dungeons and Dragons, which I will name them, they are a very big company, the Dungeons and Dragons crew, Wizards of the Coast, if they didn't have the rules of, hey, we're trying to go for a more fantasy setting in this set, if they allowed, like, but we can't have, like, majorly over technology, as it were. We can have artificers, people that can tinker with stuff, but this is the boundary we have. You wouldn't have people flocking to it as much, because when people are bound by rules, they are able to create and diversify and do great stuff. That's why when we create a hero builder, even though all the flavor is out there and you can make anything you want, one of the very first things we actually say in the game is you should set boundaries, you should set bans, you should limit yourself. Even though this is a toolbox that you can make anything out of, you should limit yourself, because then you can start working around in this idea of, well, what if? And there are other naturist artists out there. You see them trying to create artwork that is naturist in theme, but having a hard time doing it because they're like, well, what do I draw? What should I do? It's like, just limit yourself to an idea of a story and run with it. That's why I'm going to name drop him here. Nicholas, he's a really great artist from California. He's a good artist as well. He makes some really good naturist artwork, and he's been in the scene for a while, but he always strives to create stuff that is naturist and theme as well. I will name drop him. He's a really nice guy. There are others as well.
When I in the 80s, when I was in my early 20s, I played Dungeons and Dragons. Actually, before that, even before I was in my 20s, and back when they used to be very concerned in the media that this was Satan worship, which frankly made it more interesting for us, even though it was absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, those kinds of things can actually make games work, is that it gets their rebellion and get people to have fun. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons was an interesting game. I haven't played in a long time. Long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Jane?
Yes.
So I'm going through all this. There is one category I'm curious about. There's a toddler who is nursing.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And possibly an infant.
That's my favorite, the parents.
There's a toddler who's nursing and possibly an infant in
pram.
A pram, although we can't tell that for sure, but it seems likely. The toddler is covered up. And other than that, there's no youth. Is that intentional or is that...
So it was intentional. Their parents, they're both the father and the mother. The father's reaching down for the teddy bear.
Right,
and the infant is in fact twins. The pram is a two baby pram. And we depict it in that way because we wanted the two parents to be parents. But unfortunately, due to society and the negativity with men with being naked with children, we decided to do a very eloquent way of depicting a father caring for not only his wife, but his baby. So he's holding the other pram, but you can't see the child.
Were you concerned that you were not going to sell as many games, or were you concerned you might actually be charged by the law?
It wasn't so much the law. It was more of controversy that we were worried about. We weren't worried about the cards being not being sold.
So if I may jump in there, I actually have a follow-up answer to that. When it came down to the particular... those two cards. Obviously, the nursing one was great. We loved it. When we literally just gave her, like, these are the parents, and this is their race. This is what we're kind of going for. We never really said anything. And when she got back to us with the father, she originally had the father depicted with the kid holding the kid up and kind of, like, smiling and going, hey. And we liked it at first, but then as we started looking at it, we were like, okay, so we have to consider contexts. And in context of the game and playing the game, no problem, nothing bad. But if I were to, and this is part of my job, is to look at something and go, hey, somebody can take this and take it out of context and try to put a spin on it, how would that work? And I was like, you know what, if I wanted to raise a fuss and get people to be angry at, like, naturists and go, like, well, see, they're trying to make the kids naked, they're trying to force them, they're, look at this card where it's a man holding up a kid, no other context, not showing the mother. If you just look at that with just that context, you're going to, and if you look at your own logo as well, just to kind of point out it, context, you can't take that whole logo out of context because it's a family. The whole thing is right there. But you could easily take the father out of context and put a very bad spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we were like, you know what? It's probably best if we have the kid in a stroller, but make it so that it's obviously he's interacting with another one, and that would be the mom nursing, because most countries and most places are pretty okay with kids nursing. And as for the continuation of the question of youth and why there's no youth in it, we really wanted it to be about adults. I know in a naturist setting, there are going to be families that will play this game. And if you depict a youth just by themselves, you once again open up to this idea of taking this thing out of context or using it in a way that was never intended. And that is a problem that I have had extensive talks with other naturist artists on, is this idea of like, well, why can't we have, well, kids are innocent, they're useful. It's like, yes, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. The wider world.
Yes, but when people misuse my images, it's on them, not on me. That doesn't make my image wrong. I could get off on some of your other images too, whatever my fetish is. So does you're feeding that too, if you will, if that's your concern. What's the difference?
The difference is, and I'm not going to say that there is a difference. There is a difference. The moment you put something out there, people are going to misuse it. The best thing you can do is be cognizant of it and try your best to negate it. For example, looking at your logo, you've done your best to try to negate it. Are there people going to be using it? Yes, there are going to be people who would use it out of context and for bad reasons. Just like anything else. I mean, you can pick up anything.
Yeah, I'll have to jump in and tell you, I didn't try to negate it. I just want to make sure that I don't get censored by Facebook and Twitter and everybody else all the time. So that's more my concern. I'm not trying to negate it any more than I would tell a woman not to wear a short skirt because she might get raped. I'm not going to tell people not to take pictures of their children because somebody might misuse it. It's on the people, in my opinion. This is my opinion. And we've become far too... We are giving in and we are adapting to the pedophiles instead of going after them. We're the ones that are changing our lives. And I personally just think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not criticizing you specifically for what you're doing. I understand why many people are making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I will ask you straight out. Do you think there's anything wrong with children being in a naturist environment?
No. No.
No. So it's not the children per se. It's not what they're doing. They're not. And in terms of getting in trouble or getting upset, might this picture possibly even be illegal now in some of your states in the United States right now? I'm showing for the people who can't see a woman's body with a penis.
Yes, the
transgender.
Yeah, the transgender woman.
So yeah.
Transgender woman. Oh, definitely, yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure in some states it'd be completely banned just being naked.
That actually brings me to when we were trying to originally bring this to production, our very first printer we went with, and we were like, hey, we want this. And they got back to me and went, hey, we can make one copy, but we can't make any more because we're based in China.
The Chinese wouldn't do it?
Okay.
Really? Interesting.
No. But we went with the Game Crafters because they're A, print on demand, they're United States based, and they ship internationally. And they make really good products. And not just Sunburnt, they make a bunch of other indie tabletop games out there as
well. So, you know, I'm just asking questions, and I don't mean to, I'm not being critical specifically of what you've done. I think you've done a fabulous job. But I'm always interested. How decisions are made when it comes to nudity, and we have to compromise. I did compromise in the logo. It is very stylized, and even as stylized it is, that logo for the Naturist Living Show has been a problem at times for me, just because there are children in it. But I personally getting tired of self-censoring myself, and as people who are into the arts, you must appreciate that the most insidious censorship is not the one imposed by the government, because it rarely is. It's the one that's imposed because we're afraid of society's reaction.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's kind of boils down to underlying problems But going off on the idea of self-censorship, yes, it sucks to have self-censorship. Would I prefer a world where we could just go full-blown and just have anything we want? Yes, 100%. I'd rather have wonderful works of art that depict some of the most wonderful things out there, or just in general things that we don't normally see. The ultimate problem, though, is we are bound by the tech overlords and their, I wouldn't call it Puritan, it always boils down to a bottom line. And the most vocal out there are the ones who are, well, nudity, and they will complain.
Pearl clutching.
It really is. It's pearl clutching, and it's not just nudity. You brought it up with our one card. Yes, it would definitely be 100% banned in Florida. And yes, I am going to call out Florida. I don't like Florida right now. They have my D.
No, we don't like Florida.
I like the people in Florida.
Well, Mr. DeSantis might be your president.
Yes, he can suck an egg. But let's keep it to sunburn and questions about that, because you are correct. It would be banned in some countries.
Yes.
But so far, from what I've been told, and nobody said anything, is sunburns is still available in the wider world of the United States. And here's the big thing. Your copy of Sunburns is actually different than the one that is for sale just available.
Oh, yeah?
On our website, we have basic sunburnt cards. Your sunburnt cards has
your logo on it, and that, and you can only get that from you, from your resort. And we want to facilitate this idea of not just your resort, but other, and I know other people would be listening to this, is the idea of, even though it's the same deck, you can we would love to work with other resorts. We want to, because we want to do what we did for you, which was create a specialized deck that promotes your resort as well, and show, hey, we really value these things. And part of the reason, and I will not lie, it's part of the reason why we made Sunburnt was, hey, when we were at a different naturist resort, when we were just hanging around, we're like, you know, there's really nothing to do unless you want to get in the pool or play badminton or drink. There's pool and everything, but there's no, like, game that's designed to just be, hey, a naturist game. So that's what we did, and we made that. And when we've actually shown it at when we've taken it to the resorts, when we go personally, we get a good amount of people just coming over and go, hey, what's this? And they love the cards. They love the decks. They go off on it. I will 100% say, no matter what, there's always that one person that will pull out the transgender woman and go, penis! Even though there's all these other penises in there, they always pull that one and go, penis!
Well, that's what, I can also see the children doing that. So that's, which is always fun. How are the sales going? I'm guessing I've been your biggest sale.
Yes, you have been our biggest sale, and this actually brings into trying to market. It's very hard to market this game, because you have to essentially put behind, because of tech overlords and the bigger one. Essentially, what we have to do is we have to go through advertisers, and the advertisers go, well, we don't particularly want to get, like, sued by Karen on the freeway.
Right.
But we have found ways to get around it. We have found that there are ways to advertise it. But the main problem is just getting it in front of the people who are very interested in it, who would be like, hey, that's really cool. It's been just kind of hard getting the word out, as it were, which we're actually hoping that people who are listening to this podcast, you know, the Nature's Living Show, great podcast, by the way. I love this show.
Thank you.
We hope that you guys hear this and go, hey, maybe I want a pack. Maybe I want to go to Canada and go to that resort.
Yes. Although, frankly, if you're in the United States, it would be a lot more cost effective to order it directly from you guys, because anything cross-border makes no sense. So we will be offering this for sale on our online store, which I'm about to relaunch. But mm-hmm. I know shipping stuff to the U.S. is, it just suddenly the price goes crazy. So
Definitely. And the big thing is the, in reality, while you're putting it on your online shop, and definitely if you really want to get it through you guys as well, if you're in Canada, but if you're going, hey, I go to the resort and I want my resort's deck of cards, we want that. We've also created a specialized deck for another naturist group, but they wanted only a couple packs, and they didn't realize, and this is the big thing, when you buy through the Game Crafters, it's going to take a while to make and print and send it to you. Mm-hmm. So don't go like, hey, I want this Christmas gift and it's December. You're not going to get it for Christmas.
Unless you drive to Bear Oaks and buy it from our store.
Boom. Go to Bear Oaks. Yeah. Buy the decks.
So how long does it take? What is the turnaround when you order? Because each one for you is made. We did a bulk order. We got a big box of them in order to get our logo on it. But if you're ordering one off, how long does it take?
It usually takes, and they have it in there because it ebbs and flows in demand because people are buying and they're trying to make other games as well. It ebbs and flows, but usually the longest I've seen is 3 months. I've seen it come in a month. I've seen it come in 2 months. I've seen it come in 3 months. The longest I've seen has been 3 months. I think there was one case of somebody saying, hey, I ordered from you guys, and we're like, no, you ordered from the Game Crafters, and have you checked your shipment order, because we're not handling it. We're just the IP owners. And they were like, well, it's been 4 months. I'm like, maybe you should contact the Game Crafters and see what's going on, because they are based in the United States, and ever since COVID hit, they've been running a bit short. And the only reason I know about the Game Crafters is because I bought a different game from them. After I was like, man, looking for somebody to make this nudist card game. I wonder who could do it. There's this game that's about SCPs, Secure, Contain, Protect. Great game. I love it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get all the packs. Wait, this is a print-on-demand thing? Can I make it? And I went through their process, and because they're based in the United States, they want to do this idea of, we want to make the game you want, just go by the rules. And of course, if you go onto the Game Crafters, it's 18 plus to actually order anything. But that's just because they're covering, and once again, we get into the corporate pearl clutching, is that I don't blame them, because in reality, there's always that one Karen that is going to make such a fuss. And if you're not able to deal with that, if you don't have the pocketbook or you don't have the time, it's really hard to fight back against somebody who's pearl clutching.
And our apologies to all the Karens who are listening.
I apologize that Karen has become the word of like the younger generations to describe somebody. I have actually met some very wonderful people who are named Karen, and they're so nice. And I go, thank you very much, Karen. And I feel so sorry for them, because I'm like, I'm so sorry your name's Karen and you're such a nice person.
Yes, two of our former managers here were named Karen as well. So, but they weren't complainers. They were people that were ones that everybody complained to. So. Mm. So just out of curiosity, why does it take so long to print a game? Because I can order a print-on-demand book, and it only takes days to produce and ship, right?
So they are also a very small company, and like I said, they're based in the United States, and they have to get the parts, they have to make it, and not just make it, but they're also doing a bunch of other people's games, and they are a smaller company. It's not like Amazon, which has like... Jimmy working down there, just constantly making out books, and they from what I can tell, and I could be wrong, they treat their workers fairly, they compensate them well. It's all made in the United States, and that's from what I can tell. And just going on our own business practices, our artists actually make royalties. So whenever you buy Sunburnt, you're not just supporting the Table Candle, or you're not just supporting Bear Oaks if you buy your guys' version. The artists themselves actually get percentage of royalties. Everybody does. All artists, everybody who works on it gets a percentage of the profit. Well, after advertisements and other things, the profit of the deck that you buy gets split amongst the artists. I believe currently I actually forfeit my profit to go towards the table candle and just fund more passion projects and just keep the lights on. But our artist, Iolanda, she actually gets 40%. And the shading artist got 10%. The reason for the big difference is because she came up with all the designs. She did all the line art. She did all a bunch of stuff for it. She essentially did the groundwork. And when it came down to the shading work, all he really had to do was go in and just give it depth. And he was okay with that particular percentage, because he didn't do as much. All he had to do was just essentially polish out. But that's our big thing is, if you're an artist and you work with us, we try to make sure that you will get a percentage of that final product. Because, well, you deserve it. You help make it. And that's my two cents.
So, and if any club out there orders enough, how many games do they have to order in order to get a customized one like we did?
Quite literally, all they have to do is just buy one, and then we say, with the extra little cost of having to go through and change out the logos, but once we have your deck done, we will charge it just like if you were buying all the normal packs. It's just a little upfront cost of like, hey, I have to go in and just change these files and make a separate folder and just have it.
But if you order large quantities, the price does go down, right?
Yes, it does go down. You can order and it does go down in large bulk orders, and you would go through us directly, not go through the site, because the site, if you buy it from them, we get a percentage, and you're buying it at essentially how we would get for the profit. So if you want to get it from us for bulk, we offer a little bit cheaper so you can sell it at a reasonable price in your stores.
Right. Everybody's entitled to make a profit. That's normal.
It is. The minimum bulk order starts at 10. Of course, the more you buy, the lower the cost goes. So I think it was, and this is just me, if you're a resort and you're trying to buy from us, I would recommend like 100, just to, because it would be more cost effective. And after 100, it doesn't really start going down until like 300. So really 100 is a nice big bulk order if you can get it. But we do offer 10, 20, 30, 50, and then it goes to 100.
There are some large places out there that can easily order hundreds and hundreds of them. And that's becomes interesting. We're all entitled to make money. That's what makes this world go around, whether you like it or not. One more question. If they're ordering a larger quantity, can they customize your instruction card into another language? Because it's the only part that's English of it. Other than that, it's universal.
Yes, actually. And this is just me personally. I only speak English, and it's my second language because I never had a first language because I'm dyslexic. What it boils down to is, if you want to order it in a different language, I will, once we have it on file, literally, if you want it customized, all you have to do is order the one customized for a little extra cost from us, and we will make it a customized version. If it's into a different language, we want to make sure that we get the typeface right. We want to make sure that it's translated correctly, because I will translate it. If you give me the text that I could copy and paste, I can make it look good and then send it to you. And you, of course, take a look and go, it's like, okay, this French word that you have placed here needs to be here.
Yes.
And I'll go, okay, cool.
But don't worry, when you do it in French, you're also going to find out you don't have enough space and you have to make the type smaller, because it's always longer in French.
Definitely. But yeah, you can order it in a different language from us directly. And once we have that on file, the way I see it is, if you order in French, if you order in Spanish, if you do order it, you actually open up the possibility for us offering it for sale on the Game Crafter as a separate project of like Sunburnt Spanish version. Like if you want it, we'll make it, and then we'll make it available for everybody else. So essentially, if you buy into the system helps.
None of us on the team are multilingual. We're all dyslexic.
All three of us are dyslexic. So.
Well, I can certainly do French. That's my mother tongue. So we could do that. But I'm sure there's lots of people out there, once they see this, they're going to want to do it for their other countries. And there are lots of people who listen to this show who are not native English speakers and are not in an English country, but they're fluent enough in English that they're still interested. So you might get people contacting you. So just to summarize, if you want order one, you do it through the website, which we'll put on the show notes. Mm-hmm. If you want customized one, you can do one through the website as well, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to customize a larger quantity, or if you want to get a wholesale cost, then you should contact you guys directly.
Yes. And customizing individually, like if you just want one pack customized, go through us because we're the ones that make that customization.
Oh, okay.
And furthering the I do not lie about the percentages, by the way. If you go, hey, I want to, for example, let's say French, I want to have a French version available. I'll go, cool, great. It costs this much to make one pack. And because it essentially I have to put the work in to make sure it looks good and taking the language and just running it by the person who speaks the native language, just go, is this comprehensible in your guys' language? And I would have to okay it with my group, but I think it would be okay if you go, hey, I want a French version offered, and you work with us, and we make that French version. You, of course, have put in labor into it. I would think a 5% off of profits would be fine from our main things, from that. From the English, we've got our own profits, but a 5% profit to the person who, hey, I put in the time and effort to help make this version, because we thoroughly believe that if you put your time and effort into it, you should get a little bit of the cut of the pie.
And to contact us on bulk orders or individual orders, we're available on Facebook, the Table Candle.
Mm-hmm. We are available on Facebook, and we have a email address, ttc@thetablecandle.com. Just make sure that if you are contacting us, please just put in the subject line why you're contacting us, because I will look at it, and if it doesn't tell me why you're contacting me, I'm probably going to miss it. But
and if he doesn't reply after a few days, send it again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're only a team of three people, so.
Well, I'm the same way, so. So, yes, we will put all that information in the show notes. If you didn't write it down, you just need to go to the website, and it will be in the show notes, so. So, anything coming up? Any other projects?
We have a few things on the back burner, but right now is, as it states, it's whatever profit we are currently getting is just going to keep the lights on. But if we make more, then we are able to produce more of the same type of content. Like, we have ideas, we have visions of like, hey, this is a game idea. This is a setting for Hero Builder that would be fun for naturists or just for fun for anybody else. We have ideas for other games that aren't naturist-centered. We have artists that would love to work with us. But, of course, we always commission our artists and pay them up front for their work regardless because, hey, if the product doesn't sell, we're not going to make the artist try to be like, oh, we're going to make you do something for free.
So are you saying you haven't quit your day jobs and that you don't fly around the country in a Table Candle jet?
I wish.
No, and like I said, we really believe in this idea that if you want to make something happen and be a part of it, you do deserve to be a part of the cut. So regardless of like, I know there's other studios out there that are like, okay, we own the IP, we hired you to do this job, and yeah, you get credit, but we paid you to do the job. We believe that, hey, it's out there, it's making money, and you should get a little percentage of it based on how much you put into it.
May I ask, what is your favorite card? You have your own deck.
Oh, that is a difficult question. That is a very...
I mean, I have quite a few myself, so...
That is a very difficult question. I don't know that I can answer that. Let me just flip through and see if there's one that really just speaks to me. Huh. Can I just pick one? So hard to choose. I can probably pick a few.
Pick your top three that you can think of. The three cards that are like, I like these three people. They're cool.
I haven't counted. Is there the same number of female bodies as male bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me personally, my two favorite characters are the ones playing the tabletop game Hero Builder, which just happens to be one of our other products.
Is that this one?
Yes.
Yep.
That's one of the ones I picked. And you know why I picked it? It's such a natural pose. It's not a pose at all. Mm-hmm. It's one of the other. A lot of them are more like they're posing for a photo. This is just a very casual stuff. I really like this one. This is one of the ones I picked. I really just like
the gamer nerd.
The body is just a very healthy, natural bodies. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you included the person with alopecia, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. So that goes on the list. I mean, I like them all. It's not that I dislike any of the other ones.
So a very interesting fact, and this is actually something I have been doing with several artists that I've just been commissioning in the background, just saying how it is to be just to work with them, which, by the way, a great number of artists are phenomenal to work with. I haven't really come across any bad ones yet, maybe one. But I will say this, when I do a lineup of all the cards, because we have all this diversity of body types, it's actually really nice to be able to draw from these, you are able to, how do I put it? You're able to look through it and go like, oh, I really like this person. But you'll be surprised to know that the very first character every single artist I have talked to and said, okay, pick two characters to draw. I'm going to let you pick the characters, draw them in a natural kind of like pose. The very first card you showed, which is the female tabletop gamer, yep. It's always the one everybody picks.
Interesting.
This is just me personally looking.
I really like this one as well. I like that one because it includes so many different things. I like that it's a trans person, because this is audio only, of color, and in a yoga pose. And that's a really cool combination of things that I really like. So,
Oh yeah, I like the yogis. They're very fun. I really like the yogis as well.
There's none I dislike. There's none. That's tough. Yeah, the guy basket weaving is cool. This guy looks like a superhero, I must say.
He's the other table.
He's so big he's playing your game as well, and he's so big and so muscular.
But he looks teddy bear like cozy.
Yes, he does. Yes.
So here's
that's the best part about people. They all have their own personality.
So here's a little tidbit detail. So the pets lovers, there's a man and a woman, and the woman is holding a very fluffy cat. And what was depicted in this picture is my cat Bijou that passed not like maybe a year before that, when TJ was able to recreate him. So a little tidbit, not very many people would know.
Yeah, but I saw. Who's the other pet? I saw her with a cat.
The other dog, I don't think has a connection.
Oh, he's it's just walking
it's
with
just
his
a pupper.
Dog.
It's a lovely pup.
Yep, just walking with his dog.
Yeah.
But specifically the cat.
And that's another one I really. That's actually one of the cards I really enjoy. Is the not just the pet lovers, I really like the one where he's walking away, walking along with his dog, because it's another very natural pose. Yep. And that's, I will say this, the very big strong point of the set of cards is this idea of they're in natural poses. A good portion of them are. There are a few that are like, yeah, this is a very posed, but it's not a overtly suggestive pose. It's just a person posing.
Yeah, none of them are suggestive. None of them. And the retail price for the game is?
The Sunburnt deck is currently $29.95 on our site.
everyone, you should buy, every naturist should have a copy of this game. They really should. So go out and get your copy today. As you heard, we created a special edition of the game in printing several hundred copies just for us with the Bear Oaks logo. So you can only get that from Bear Oaks. And hopefully by the time you listen to this, the Bear Boutique, bearboutique.ca website will be live and running again. It's been down for several years because we were using a technology that was just was going to be too complicated to bring up to speed. So we had to rebuild the site. And we're now using a new, all-new WooCommerce-based website. Hey, look, it's not the cheapest way to get things. Unfortunately, we don't get the super inexpensive shipping that Amazon can offer because they somehow, through scale and through employing people and sometimes paying them poorly, have people who can deliver to you sometimes things the same day for no charge. And I don't know how they can do that, but we can't because we're a small business and we don't get that same kind of advantage. Of course, if you come to Bear Oaks, you can pick it up in the store. And of course, you can only get the Bear Oaks edition through us one way or the other. So that's the way it's going to have to be. And as you heard, it takes a while if you'd order a custom edition. Ours are ready for you. At least they are now in June of 2023 when we are recording this episode. I don't know how quickly they will sell out, but if they sell out, I'm sure we'll order more because it is such a wonderful game. So that will be all for this episode of the Naturist Living Show. My name is Stéphane Deschaine, and I am your host for this podcast and the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. And I make the show with a lot of help from Samantha Graham, who makes the task so much easier because she's producing the show and doing all the time-consuming editing and keeping me under control. The Naturist Living Show's theme music is called The Day We Met by Mark Hodges, who was very kind in letting us use this at the beginning of the show without limitation as our theme music. You can support us on Patreon or specifically support Samantha because the money doesn't come to me. Just go to patreon.com/naturistlivingshow, just one word. And you can find links to all of the items I mentioned in the show in the notes on the website at naturistlivingshow.com, including links on how you can buy the Sunburnt game. Please keep sending your comments and suggestions. We appreciate getting them. The show's email address is contact@naturistlivingshow.com. And you can also call and leave a comment and take as many tries as you want and even delete it when you're done if you're not happy. We won't promise we will use it, but we will listen to it. And if we think the audience will be interested, we'll probably include it. The show's phone number is the same as Bear Oaks. It's country code 1, area code 905-473-6060, extension 333. I hope you enjoy the show and that you'll join us again for the next episode of The Naturist Living Show.
This episode of The Naturist Living Show was brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park, traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Traditional values means that naturism is more than just taking your clothes off. It is a life philosophy with physical, psychological, environmental, social, and moral benefits. Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park strives to promote those naturist values in a modern setting that provides the amenities and services that our members and visitors expect. Free your body, free your mind. Learn more at www.bearoaks.ca.
Let me stop for just 1 second. I'm going to make a change to my internet connection because I'm having glitches. Not that it's affecting you, because as I said, it's still recording properly. But I may disappear for a second as I switch from Wi-Fi to hardwired. But if I disappear, I'll be right back.
The coffee's giving me a headache. Oh, he's back.
Are you guys still there? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. People, let me start over. I'm going to start over, Sarah. Give me a sec. Was it Sarah? Was it Lizzie's name? Samantha. Hi, Samantha. I'll remember your name. Don't worry. So, Samantha, I'm going to retry that. He got up. Oh, there he is. Hello. You disappeared for a second.
Okay, I was like, I decided I was going to grab one of the games.
Ah. I apologize for losing your contact information.
Isn't the credit in the cards, though?
His name is in the cards, but I've lost his email.
Well, don't you have a copy of the card somewhere?
Somewhere. Somewhere. Maybe I should... You know what?
It's either on the stairs going up from the kitchen or on our...
I will find their email eventually. I have been doing nothing...
He's searching.
Actively make artists... Ah! I am so sorry. I'm sorry, Samantha. My phone went off. Starting again. So, Samantha, I hope you're enjoying the thing. I know you're probably glossing over this, but if you did listen to it, hello, Samantha. I am glad you are editing. You're a wonderful human being for doing something that is very hard to do, and I understand. It sucks. It sucks. Going through all the levels, making sure nothing pops. I've done my best. It doesn't see. I have a sock over my mic. I'm trying my best here to make sure that at least my audio track is good. I wish I could do more.